today I have something which I think is very interesting. I hope you'll bear with me. Today is the fifth day of Hanukkah.
Right.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken.
So
I'd like to discuss with you what is the significance of the fifth day of Hanukkah. Why is the fifth day of Hanukkah more significant than the other 7 days? What's special about the fifth day? By the Hasidim, there is a... there's an inyan, the fifth day of Hanukkah. What is this all about? So I have for you about 10 different things that bring out some you like, some you won't like, that bring out the significance of this day. Let's start with something very simple. Okay, right off the bat, we can say, this is in fact too simplistic, you may not like this. Hanukkah is all about Torah. Right, the menorah represents Torah Shabbat Peh, and the number 5 in Chazal represents the Chamish Chumshei Torah. So what you're really doing on the 50th Hanukkah to a certain degree is you're bridging Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shabbat Peh. The 5 Chamish Chumshei Torah Shebichsav, and we have the menorah. Menorah represents Torah Shabbat Peh, so it's the synthesis, it's the shleimus of Torah. Okay, or you could say that in Hanukkah we look at the Al Hanitzim, we have the 5 Yodos, Giborin Biyad Chaloshim. Ma'atim biyad rabim, tameim biyad tohorim, shum biyad zedim, the tzadikim biyad eskis or asecha. There are 5 different groups of people that were delivered into the hands of another group of people who were the righteous. 5 wicked groups of people delivered into the 5 groups. Hanukkah is defined in terms of 5. The 5 Yodos. We discussed this at the beginning of the week with the Chumash Yodos, Yosef, the Remez of this week's parsha, that Binyamin was received Chumash Yodos, 5 times more than his brothers. And this is a Remez to Hanukkah of the 5 Biyads mentioned in the Al Hanisim, the 5 groups. So therefore, the number 5 has obviously some significance if Chazal have formulated this Nusach, which tells us about 5 groups of individuals that were delivered, so there's something significant about 5, and here we are on the 5th day, so there's something significant. Okay, these are very lightweight, I think these are lighter weight in Yanim. Or if you want to say, again, these are light, we're going to some more significant things in a few moments, but just first go through some lighter ideas. It's the majority. There are 8 days, 4 and 4, until you get to day 5, you're still in the minority. You have not yet gone through the majority of the holiday. Once you get to day 5, already the effect, like you take first takes medicines the first day, until it builds up on you. When you've gone through the majority of the regiment, of what you need to go through, that already, it has weight. You already begin to sense the Kedusha. You get to day 5, you're ready, like you're on the other side. In the menorah, most of our menorahs, you have 4 and 4, and in the middle you have the Shamus. When you get to 5, you've crossed the highway. You've crossed the threshold. You've made it. Wow! You got to cross. It's all downhill from here. You got to cross to the other side. You're ready. It's a significant moment because you've gotten to the majority of the holiday. Okay, let's go to another idea. This idea is a little bit more significant. We now have machlis from Mishamay Mesilil. How many days? Gesundheit. How many candles do we light the first night of Hanukkah? Mishamay says 8. And we decompress. We discussed yesterday, you go from 8 down to 1. Beis Hillel says we start on day 1, we go up. We go up. What happens on day 5? On day 5, Beis Hillel overtakes Beis Shammai. Mm-hmm. Beis Shammai, you start on Beis Shammai. I'm Beis Shammai. 8, wow. 7, 6, 5. So 8, 7, 6, 5. On day 4, Beis Shammai prevails. I still have 5. On Beis Hillel, on day 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. On day 4, Beis Hillel has only 4. Beis Shammai has 5. Day 5, just the opposite. According to Beis Hillel, you're down to 4, and Beis Shammai, you're down to 4, and Beis Hillel, you're up to 5. Beis Hillel, has prevailed over Beis Shammai. What is the significance? So you can say whatever you want. There's probably an encyclopedia on what the depth of these words are, what exactly this means. But on one of the simplest levels of understanding this, Beis Hillel represents Midas Harachamim. Beis Hillel was compassionate. He was a very kind, generous person. We find that in Chazal, when someone came to study Torah, Beis Hillel said, come, I'll teach you how to learn. Beis Shammai was very harsh. Beis Shammai was din. And in fact, for that reason, Bizman Hazel, we do not follow the law of Beis Shammai. All of the Piskei Halacha Beis Shammai are not accepted as Halacha because it's too strict. We need a little mercy. We need to go easy. Klal Yisrael needs someone to go easy on us. So if we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel represents Rachamim. When Beis Hillel prevails over Beis Shammai, this captures the idea that Rachamim overcomes din. A person in this world has committed, everyone, ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yecheta. A person sins. He is deserving of punishment. He is deserving of din. And we need to do tshuva in order to be evoked, to be me'oyer rachamim, that Hashem should forgive us. He should overlook our shortcomings. The whole goal of this world is for rachamim to overcome din. Yeah?
So, the fact that this occurs in the latter half.
Yes.
So, two, Hashem wanted to create the world with din.
Yes.
And it ended up.
Right, Hashem wanted great little din. Hashem was mishtatef imo rachamim. Same idea, right? That's the idea. So it represents then day five is a very unique day. It's a day where rachamim overtakes din, and that's what the whole world, the foundation, the DNA of this world is where rachamim overtakes din. Hashem wanted to create the world with midas hadin. Hashem saw that the world could not survive, so Hashem was mishtatef rachamim. Rachamim overtook din. That is exactly what happens on day five of Hanukkah. Very significant point. Now we'll come back to that in a few moments. Let's go to another. Let me tell you another very light thing. That just in Lubavitch, it's a very big day, because as you all know, the Bechassim, they like to celebrate the days when different significant events happen to their Rebbers. Exactly. Rav Shneur Zalman of Leidy, he was the founder of Chabad, Chassidus. He was released from prison for the second time. Was released from prison. He was taken to prison for doing as a pogrom. He did nothing wrong. It was bilbul, and it was a terrible tsar for the community. And it was a very great simcha. And we don't appreciate what it was, but it was a very big tsar for them, and he was released. So therefore, Arhiyam Azeh, among Chabad Hasidim, when they look back at, as the Hasidim do, at their Rebbes, they look back, and this was a day of Simcha, that their Rebbe had a Yeshua, had a salvation, and that salvation, they hope, will trickle down to the Hasidim as well. So it's a day, it's a historical day in Hasidus. It's a schus not to get into prison, exactly. Hamev and Yavin. Okay, next. Now, let's go to another idea. This idea I was mechaving to, but I came across the Lubavitch Rebbe develops this great detail, and I'm not going to go that the fifth day of Chanukah is always Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's the last day of Teves. And not necessarily Kislev. Erev Rosh Chodesh Teves is not necessarily the last day of Kislev. This year it is. This year is Choser. We learned the Mishnah Berurah, the cycle of the year. Mole Choser, and both months on Choser. Both months of Mole, this year is either Choser, the second Kislev is Choser. So it happens to me that today, the fifth day of Chanukah, is the last day of Chodesh Kislev. But even if there would be 2 days of Kislev, if there would be day 30 of Kislev, it doesn't matter, because we would still celebrate day 30 as Rosh Chodesh. So today is the last full day in every single year that we view as Kislev 100%, it's no longer associated in any way whatsoever with the next month of Teves. That is significant, because the last day of the month, and I'm not going to go into this, it captures the essence of the entire month. And the proof of this is Yom Kippur Katan. When do we observe? Whether you observe, you don't observe, there's something called Yom Kippur Katan. On the last day of the month, you fast, you say slichos, you do certain things, they have tshuva. It's a very holy day. It's an extremely holy day for tshuva. So when you combine the holiness of Chanukah with the holiness of Erev Rosh Chodesh, the last day of the month, that's a very powerful combination. And therefore, the fifth day of Chanukah is a day where there's an extra dosage of Chanukah. Especially since the Chanukah is always associated with the month, with Chodesh Kislev. So the last day of the month captures within it the entire month, the entire essence. So it's significant in that this day is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh is a holy day. The combination of the holiness of Erev Rosh Chodesh with Chanukah is a double dosage of Kedusha, which is cause for an extra degree of celebration. Okay, that is another idea. Okay, now let me tell you a very lomdish idea. It's a beautiful idea. It's a lomdish idea. We can spend a long time on this. We'll try to go over this very quickly. And then I have other ideas. I'm not finished. I have more ideas. But this is something which is very powerful. I saw this in a sefer called Oitzroi Seyem Shel Tzadikim, written by someone by the name of Rav Perlau. And it's a Likud. The whole sefer is just a collection of ideas from other svarim. And this idea is taken from a sefer called Yarbe Torah. I never heard of this sefer. So we are a sefer, it appears. Yarbe Torah, presented in the sefer Yitzchak Seim Shel Tzadikim. And he says here something very interesting. We know in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Chof, Bei Chof Aleph, on the days we have the sugya of my Chanukah. And the Gemara tells us there are three ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah. The simplest way to mimkayim the mitzvah is ner ish ubeisam, one candle per bais. The next method, mahadrin, is ner l'chol echad v'echad. If you have a household, there are five children, everyone in the bais lights one ner. Tonight's the fifth night. Today is the fifth night. So last night, if you have five people living in your household, and you mekayim it mahadrin, not just the default, not just the basic, the regular. There's regular. There is super unleaded. And there's ultimate, or every gas station has their own terminology. So if you want to buy regular is ner, one ner for the entire bais. Super is ner l'chol echad v'echad. What about ultimate? What? High test.
Premium.
Every gas, it depends where you say, you're revealing where you purchase gasoline. Every gasoline station is different. Mahadrin and Mahadrin. That's a new term. There's regular Mahadrin. Mahadrin and Mahadrin is ner l'chol echad v'echad. Now, what is the average person, when you tell them that you're Mekayim Mahadrin and Mahadrin, what will they tell you? They will assume that every single member of the household lights corresponding to the number of days. So if you have five people in your home, not only will everyone light one ner to be Mekayim Mahadrin, every single one of the five members of your household will be lighting five neros. Isn't that the assumption? You have five members. So regular is one ner for the entire bais. Mahadrin, five neros. Mahadrin, mina Mahadrin, 25 neros on the fifth night of Chanukah. Because each member of the household will light five neros. Tosfos says that's a mistake. Well, not necessarily a mistake. That's not everyone agrees to that approach. Tosfos quotes the Ri, the Mahadrin, near Lui, the Beshamai Besil, who have this concept of Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, are following Loi Kaime Ella Aner Ishu Beso. It's a fascinating insight from Tosfos, which other Rishonim, which in practice we don't accept. This is not accepted, but this is what Tosfos says on the page of the Gemara. What do we mean? If you want to be Mekayim, Moisef Hoylech, it's built on the principle of regular. It's not built on Mahadrin. If you are going to light, today's the fifth night of Chanukah, we're going to light five candles. You know what that means? It means that you, even if you have 20 people living in your home, you only light five candles. If you're going to light five candles for every single person in the home, if you have five people in the home, everyone's going to light five candles, 25 candles, It's too much. It looks like you have 25 people living in the home. There's no way, when someone passes your home and you see many candles lit. Now today, it's different because we put all the candles together, so you get a sense of this is this menorah, this is that person's menorah. But going back to time of the Gemara, they just lit loose candles here and there. If you pass someone's house and you see 25 candles, so what do you think? Oh, this is a dormitory. this is a senior citizen center, assisted living. There are 25 people living in this complex. That's like, you don't think, oh, there are 5 people and each one is lighting 5 neros. Tosfos says it doesn't make sense. You lose track. If you see too many neros, you right away think, oh, there are 25 people living here. Therefore, if you want to be Makayim Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, it's only working with the principle of ner for the entire bias. If your custom is that every single one, you have 25 people living at home, you light one ner, you follow regular, one ner for the entire bias, every single light of Hanukkah, and now you want to upgrade. You don't upgrade by going from ner l'chol echad to, oh, we'll then go through 2 steps. Everyone will light one ner, and then every single person will then light 5 neros. You light 5 neros for the entire bias. It's not a hierarchy of there's Mahadrin and there's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. You can have Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin without Mahadrin. There are 2 different avenues. You have Ner for the entire bias, one Ner, and now if you want to be Mekayim Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, you have the 5th night of Hanukkah, 5 Neros for the entire bias. If you don't want to do the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, you want to do only Mahadrin, then every single one of the bias will light their own separate Ner. But there's no such thing as building Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin upon Mahadrin. Now that's not the way we do it, obviously. Today, our custom is every single member of the bias does the Mahadrin and Amahadrin. We're building upon. But by the way, but where do we do this? This is very interesting. Where do we fulfill this Taisus? Where do we fulfill this? In the Beis HaKnesses. In the Beis HaKnesses, the Ner that's lit in front of the Shul, that's for the entire Tzibur. For the entire tzibur. You don't have, if you have a shul of 50 members, you don't have 50 candles, and you don't have 50 times 5. You have one menorah.
It's all.
Keneged Yom, it's the 5th night of Hanukkah. There are 5 neros for the entire shul.
It's like a bias.
According to Tosfos' understanding, you're going, this the whole Beis HaKnesses, so light one there. What do you want to do? What are your options? Oh, everyone in the Beis HaKnesses will light one there. You have 50 members. Or, that's one option, we'll have Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, we'll light one menorah, and we'll have 5 neros for the entire Beis HaKnesses. Yeah.
How would Tosfos do neros very soon?
What?
The plain shot, the first one, Ner Beisha.
Yeah.
How would Tosfos do that on the 5th night?
On the one candle. One candle.
What's the chiluk between Beisham and Beis Shalom? The 5th night, there's no chiluk?
Mahadrin, regular, no difference. The machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only in the concept of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. When you want to fulfill Mahadrin and Mahadrin, do we go a down or one up? But the basic, everyone agrees. There's no disagreement. It's one. If you want to be Mekayim Mahadrin, everyone in the family lights one candle for themselves every single night of Hanukkah. You want to be Mekayim Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. So all Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say is either 8 down or 1 going up. Along comes Tosfos, and Tosfos says that the Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is to be attached to an upgrade on the regular, not to be attached to an upgrade on Mahadrin, because that's already too many candles. Okay, this is what it says. Now, let's assume that is correct. We obviously don't do this, at least not at home. We do this maybe in shul. There's a token fulfillment of the sizes and what's done in shul. But let's assume, go back to time of the...
The is strange. I say Mahadrin, Mahadrin.
I agree with you. That's maybe why we don't accept this. You're right. I agree with you. The language is strange because the Mahadrin and Mahadrin makes it sounds like you're building upon the Mahadrin, not something which is independent of the Mahadrin. You're right, but this is what Tosfos says, clear as day. This is how he learns the 2 different avenues. You have the basic, you have the regular, and then you have 2 avenues. You can do, everyone can do Mahadrin, or you can build upon that, and the whole bias will have 5 candles for the entire household. Two different avenues. That's what Tosfos says. Let's assume Tosfos is correct. Now, here's a story. Let's say it's the second night of Hanukkah. Second night of Hanukkah, you pass by someone's home, and you look in the window. Let's say the truth is there's a large family. Let's say it's a family of 20 children. Okay? Big family. And you look in the window, and you see two candles. And you're just passing by. You're just traveling through. You see, ooh, look at that, two candles, the second night of Hanukkah. So what's going on here? Is this family a family? Is this a family? Let's not taste this. That has been mekayim mahajim and mahajim. Are they such a high madrega? The mekayim mahajim and mahajim, like they still light two candles. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe they're two people that live in this house. They're roommates. What do I see? I'm passing on this. I see two candles. Two candles. There are two people. And they're two simple people. They're not interested in the mekayim mahajim and mahajim. Each one lit his own candle. Mahajim. What?
It's 1 plus 1.
1 plus 1. Each one lit his own candle. Mahadran. It's not regular, it's Mahadran. Third night of Hanukkah. I see in the window three candles. So what am I thinking? They're either, it's one family, big Mekayim, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. Or, no, you're only passing the third night. You're not passing, now you didn't pass the second night. And if you would combine all the days, then you have a problem. But let's say just passing through, so third night of Hanukkah, you're passing by, and you see in the window three candles. So you think, well, what's going on? Amen, like Tyson, learning like Tyson now. That Mahadran and Mahadran is built upon. So what are your options? Either it's one family, and this family is Mekayim, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. Or, it's there are three people living in this home, and each one is lighting their own candle, so they're being Mekayim, Mahadran. Right? Wait. What's the difference, right?
What's the point of that?
Well, there is an assumption. There is an assumption. See, this really answers your question. That there is an assumption, even though there are two separate avenues, there's a mila in being Mekayim, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. That's why it's called Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. Even though, technically speaking, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran is not built upon Mahadran. But if you light every night a different number of candles to represent how many days have passed, that's a higher madrega. That's the assumption. So we are over here, you're walking by in the night, the first time you're piercing this neighbor, you look in the window, look at that, there are three candles. Wow, three candles. What is going on here? There are either two, according to Tosfos, there are only two possibilities. Either this is a family that is, there, who knows, there can be 20 people in this family, I don't know anyone in the family, but they are being Mekayim, what it says in the Gemara, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, Lefi Tosfos, is that in the third night of Hanukkah, you light three candles for the whole family. Right? That's one valid. Or, this is a family, there are three members in the family, whatever that means, because the wife doesn't generally light, there are two children, or maybe there are roommates, whatever there are. No. And each one is Mekayim Mahadran. Each one is lighting one there. See, I don't know. Either it's going to be, what?
Where's the need to know?
That's what Hanukkah is all about. It's Persume Nisa. It's Persume Nisa. It's what? It's Persume Nisa. Let's finish the vow. Running out of time. I have a few things I want to tell you. I don't want to miss out. Okay. The fourth night of Hanukkah. Same dilemma. Fourth night of Hanukkah. For who? What's going on here? Four candles? Either four people living here and everyone is in Kaim. Or it's one family, and then they are from this select group of people that are Mekayim, Mahadran, and Mahadran. Fifth, now, let me ask you a question. Fourth night of Hanukkah. Let's make a mathematical calculation. If this family really has four people, and they would light four candles every single night for 8 days, how many candles will they have to purchase for Hanukkah? Let's think about it. Let's look at it like that. You're passing, for the very first time, you're driving through Flatbush. Make a Shechianu. I never went to Flatbush my whole life. I come to Flatbush, I see past the window, and I see the window. Wow, there are four candles here. Look at that, four candles. So there are two possibilities. It's a large family.
Four candles on four menorahs.
No. I told you that. I was talking with the Gemara. There's no Shamus. There's no Shamus. We're not dealing with our custom. We're dealing with the raw halacha, the way it was established in the time of the Gemara. No Shamus. The Shamus is a modern innovation. It's in the Gemara Shamus, but for other purposes. And there's no fancy candelabras, no Chanukias, no, as simple as possible. And it's the fourth night of Hanukkah. I'm driving through Flatbush. I see four candles in the window. So I have a dilemma. Either it's going to be one big family, booming, they have 50 children, and they're being Makayi, Mahajrim, and Amahajrim, or maybe it's a family of four members, and they're being Makayi, Mahajrim. Let's make a mathematical calculation. If this was a family that was being Makayi, Mahajrim, and Amahajrim, how many candles do you need for the whole Hanukkah? 36. Mahajrim, and Amahajrim. The first night, 1. Second night, 2. Third night, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Add up 8 plus 7 plus 6. 36. Not the Shamasim. Shamasim, you have 44. 36. Let's say, if this is a family, that's going to be Mekayim. It's the fourth night of Hanukkah, so it's the fourth night. There are four kindles. Ooh, look at that. Maybe they are from the group of people. That's Mekayim, Mahadrin. Mina Mahadrin. That means that this family had to purchase, had to put together money, 36 kindles for the entire festival, right? But you know what? Maybe this is not a family that's Mekayim, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. They're an ordinary family. They're only Mekayim Mahadrin. Every single night for the entire Hanukkah, every member lights one candle. I got lucky. I came on the fourth night. It's the fourth night. But if I would have come, yes, they'll come tomorrow. There will also be four candles. How many candles would this family have to purchase in total for the entire festival?
32.
There are 8 nights of Hanukkah, and there are 4 people. There are 4 people. So 8 times 4 is 32. My math teacher is here. I'm going to make sure I know my math. 32. So, what am I going to say? Stam are cheap. Jews are not very generous for themselves. Are they Mahajrim and Amahajrim? It's expensive. To be Mahajrim and Amahajrim, Mahajrim and Amahajrim have to have 36 candles. If it's only Mahajrim, they only have to buy 32 candles. They're probably only the Mahajrim people. They're not the Mahajrim and Amahajrim people. But when you come on the fifth night of Hanukkah,
36.
Oh, so if this is a family of 5 people, what's going on? 5 candles, the fifth night of Hanukkah, what's going on here? It's either a family that's Mekayim, Mahadrim, and Amahadrim, one family, and the Mekayim, as the Gemara says, one family, according to Tosfos, 5. So that means how many candles do they need for the entire festival? 36. Same thing, that doesn't change. It's always going to be 36. But if this is a family that's only Mekayim, Mahadrim, so then for the entire festival, how many do they need? 40. Because there are 5 people, and there's 8. 8 times 5 is 40. So that means it's more expensive for the Mekayim, Mahadrim, that, it gets more, as it goes on, it gets more expensive. It gets worse. But in the big, if you're already holding at this point in time, it must be, it's not kedai to be cheap. It's not kedai to be cheap in halacha, to be a Mahadrin, when you can be a Mahadrin, min a Mahadrin for less money. And you get the advantage that you're on that higher caliber of Mahadrin, min a Mahadrin. So that means, what is this? It's an incredible insight. The fifth night of Hanukkah, Klal Yisrael, it's clear when you walk by someone's house and you see there are 5 candles lit, it's clear as day that this family is a family. It's Mahajrim and Amahajrim. On day 4, I don't know. Maybe they're only a Mahajrim family. The Yichus of Klal Yisrael goes up on the fifth night of Hanukkah. That's of course the celebration.
You have to be walking every night to find out where they're going.
Okay, but I think it's a very powerful idea of the significance of the fifth night of Hanukkah. Okay, now let me tell you another great vart.
Mahadrim. The spirit of Hanukkah only applies to candles, not meat.
And not donuts. Okay, let me tell you another idea. Another very chashuv idea. Every day in davening, we say, Mishmona Esrei, We get a Siddur. Now it's from Esrei in the Havarabba. 8 words. I saw this word in reference to Zos Chanukah. The last day of Chanukah is very significant. And we said the last day of Chanukah, we lay in Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's why the last day is customarily called Zos Chanukah, because in the Kriyas HaTorah we lay in the last 5 Nisim. Zos Chanukah HaMizbeach in the Kriyas HaTorah. But besides the Kriyas HaTorah, the last day of Chanukah is a very big thing. A lot of inyanim. What is the last day? Chanukah is the climax. And I saw a very beautiful idea from Rav Avraham Shur in reference to Zos Chanukah. Why is it so significant? So he says, I don't know where he gets this from. He has a lot of very original ideas. That in a Chanukah is all about Torah. We know that. The menorah is Torah, represents Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh. L'hashkicham, the whole focus of the Yevonim was L'hashkicham Torah Secha. And the Nitzachon was Zeidim Biyad Oiskei Torah Secha. So if it's focusing on Torah, it's Kedai, it's worthy of dwelling upon the bracha of Torah. Before we say Kriya Shema, we say Ahava Rabba. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmayim Limud HaTorah. And guess what? We ask Hashem for 8 things. 8 things. Number 1, Lahavin, to understand. Lahaskil. I don't know all the differences and all the nuances. You know just as much as I do. Lishmoya, to listen. Lilmo, to learn. Ulalame, to teach. Lishmar 6 is to guard. Vilasos, to do. Ulakayim, and to fulfill. Wow, 8 words. The focus of the bracha, Ahava Rabba, we ask Hashem for 8 different things. Lahavin, Lahaskil, Lishmoy, Lilmo, Lulame, Lishma, Velas, Lukain. So Rav Shur, he says, you know what the significance of Zos Chanukah is, the last day of Chanukah is? Every one of the days corresponds to one of these words. And when you get to the 8th day of Chanukah, you get to Ulikayim. That's the ultimate. It's very good to sit and learn the whole day, but if you're not going to practice what you preach, then you're in a lot of trouble. Gadol limud shemevi lidei maisa. Zos Chanukah is the day, wake up. It's time to be mekayim. All the learning, all the mussar, all the things that you learn, you should take to heart. It's a day of lekayim, to fulfill. That's the significance of Zos Chanukah. Okay, that's a beautiful idea. I want to take this idea and explain the significance of the 5th day of Chanukah. There are 8 words. All of the 8 words, 7 of the 8 words, are prayers for oneself. They're selfish prayers. I want to love it. I want to be able to come to the Haskil, Lulame, to learn. I'm sorry, Lilmo, to learn. Lishmar, Velaso, Sulakayim. 7 of the 8 are all for myself. I'm selfish. All of these things are what I want to do with the Torah. I want to understand the Torah. I want to hear the Torah. I want to fulfill the Torah. I want to guard the Torah. Me. Taker. The only one of the 8 words that has something to do to give over is Lilame, to teach. Someone else. It's not only about me. The world doesn't circle around me. There are other people in this world. Like in kindergarten, you have to learn how to share all the lessons of life in kindergarten. Lilame, to teach. The 5th word. Today is the 5th day of Chanukah. The 5th day of Chanukah is Lilame. It's not only about you. It's about someone else. Give over, teach someone else. Okay, so that's another reason to celebrate the 5th day of Chanukah. Now one more idea. I have to think of one more idea. And this idea is built upon a very, very, very popular vart. I don't remember who says, if I'm not mistaken, it comes from the Chassam Sefer. Could be that I'm wrong, maybe it's someone else. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah in which we recite the complete Hallel? So the answer given is to compensate for the 8 biblical days which we do not say Hallel. I'm sure you've heard this at some point in time. There are 8 biblical days where really we should be saying Hallel. What are those 8 days? The last 6 days of Pesach. We only say Pesach. So I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael on the biblical level. We only say Halal on the first day of Pesach, Halal Shalem. But the last 6 days of Pesach, we only say Chatzi Halal. Why? Chazal tells us because Ma'aseh Yodai Tov Bayam Ve'atem Omim Shira. Because when we left Mitzrayim, there was very great pain for the Egyptians. The Egyptians were destroyed, and Hashem's creations. Therefore, we should not gloat over the downfall of our enemies, especially when we didn't do anything. Especially Hashem did it. If we would be deserving, that would be a different story. But we're not deserving, so we don't say Halal Sholem on the last 6 days of Pesach. When else do we now recite Halal on a biblical holiday? Halal Sholem, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh is not a holiday. Rosh Chodesh is not in the Torah called the Moed. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, we do is a Moed, is a Isser Malacha, and Yom Kippur is Isser Malacha, and we do not say Halal. Why not? It's a Moed. Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Really, we should say Halal. Because since Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim Psuchim, the book of life and death is open in front of us, we're not exactly in the mood to recite Halal. Even though really we should, because it's a festival, we don't do Malacha, and Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, it all relates to the Exodus and so on and so forth, so we really should, but we don't. So that's why Hashem gave us Chanukah. 8 days to say Halal, to make up for the Eidah and Rosh Hashanah Minatar is only 1 day. Even though we have two days, even Eretz Yisrael, that's due to technical difficulties, but Mikra Adin Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. So being that we have 8 days of the calendar when we really should be saying Halal, and we cannot, so Hashem gave us 8 days to compensate that we do say Halal the 8 days of Chanukah. Good? This is a classic. I'm sure you just forgot, if you don't remember now, I'll come back tomorrow. This is a classic of Vart and Chanukah. 8 days of Chanukah. Now, what does that mean? So again, I saw this Vart in relation to Zos Chanukah. That's where I'm ripping this off from. And there, the whole focus, I think it was Rav Shor also, if I'm not mistaken, maybe it was someone else, I don't remember, is that you have to go in order. The calendar is in order. The first 6 days of Chanukah correspond to the last 6 days of Pesach. The seventh day of Chanukah corresponds to Rosh Hashanah. The last day of Chanukah, Zos Chanukah, Bezos Yovoy Aharon Ela Kodesh, Yom Kippur. The last day of Chanukah corresponds to the last of the 8 days. Zos, the Aaron goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, and the Torah begins, Parsh Achrimos tells us, Bezos Yovai Aaron El HaKodesh. It's a beautiful, the last day of Chanukah corresponds to Yom Kippur. Beautiful. Okay, but let's take this Ivart, and let's work back, let's use it for our own purposes. What then does the fifth day of Chanukah refer to? The fifth day of Chanukah refers to the sixth day of Pesach. Because the first day of Pesach doesn't count. First day of Pesach, we say Halal Shalem. So the count starts on the second day of Pesach. So when you get to the sixth day of Pesach, it's the sixth day. The sixth day of Pesach is the fifth day that we have not recited Halal. Right? The fifth day of Pesach, the sixth day of Pesach is the fifth day that we're missing. So now on the fifth day of Chanukah, we're going to compensate for the sixth day of Pesach. What happened on the sixth day of Pesach? The sixth day of Pesach, the Jewish people found themselves in the middle, in between the Yam Suf, and behind them, the Egyptians. And how did they react? Vayitzak b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Rashi, Tofsu emunas avoysam. They realized on this day they need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible day. The sixth day of Pesach, seventh day is where Hashem did the miracle for them. That's already the miracle. But the sixth day of Pesach is where they recognized we're in trouble. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We are in trouble. And what did they do? How does the Torah record their reaction? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. They were mispalo, they were makir. Their only salvation can come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Matitzak Eli. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisohu, just have more emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything will be good. The sixth day of Pesach is where there's a very powerful combination of emunah tefillah and emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happened on the sixth day of Pesach. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, kedai hu ho emunah, sheheminu bi. It's Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's enough the faith that the Jewish people had in me, that they left Mitzrayim to go into a midbar, that I should do for them the miracle I'm going to do for them tomorrow. And all of this is also was all instigated, all started because the Klal Yisrael, they were makir, vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael, ala kodesh el Hashem. I should just keep on going. And they went, and then that night, the following day, which means a few hours later, when it got night, is when the Kriya of the Yam split. The sixth day of Pesach is a time of a great moment in history of emunah, of tefillah, and emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah, all of the battles of Matisyo and his children all started with a Yom Tefillah. They were outnumbered. You have to read through the history of Amalek Antiochus. They were outnumbered, and they were always mispalel before they went to Melchama Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was always begeder by Yitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, and then daberel b'nei Yisrael v'yisog, go out and do the impossible. What happened on the sixth day of Pesach is exactly the essence of what happened in the miracle of Chanukah and the Melchama of Melchav Chanukah, and that's why the fifth day of Chanukah is a very significant day in understanding the depth of what Chanukah is all about. Okay, so that's another idea. I think in total we went through almost the most important idea is the fifth day of Chanukah is the only day of Chanukah. Rabbi Weiss will vouch for me, cannot fall out on Shabbos.
That's correct.
Cannot, because Chanukah can never begin on a Tuesday. It's the only day of the week that Chanukah cannot be. Tuesday. And that is why, Minhag Yisrael, when you give Chanukah gelt. Someone told me that he went, he's not a rich man, this person. He told me he had a family, all of his Einiklach cost him $500 just Chanukah gelt to give his grandchildren. And he's out of a job. What? Five? That's not even the cost of the Chanukah part. Just $500 for the Chanukah gelt. When do you give Chanukah? So today, today we live in a watered down society. You do whatever you want. But traditionally, you give Chanukah gelt on the fifth day of Chanukah. Why? Because if you give Chanukah on the fourth day of Chanukah, the next year is, we give it on the fourth day of Chanukah. Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Can't give you this year. We always have the tradition to give Chanukah gelt on the fourth day. Look, this year it's Shabbos. I'm sorry. We always give it on Zos Chanukah. Sorry, my grandchildren. This year it's Shabbos. I can't. But the grandchildren outsmart the grandfather. They say, listen, the minute will be among us, you give it to us on the fifth day of Chanukah. Because the grandchildren know it will never happen that the fifth day of Chanukah will fall out on Shabbos. So the Hasidim, they use this word is that Chanukah on Shabbos is the Or of Shabbos. The Chanukah licht, Chanukah candles. You light near Shabbos. Shabbos itself is Or. Shabbos represents concept. But the fifth night of Chanukah is always Choshech. There's always Choshech on the fifth day. It can never happen that you'll have the fifth day with the Or of Shabbos, the Or of the nearest Shabbos, the Or of what Shabbos represents, and Chanukah is Choshech. That's the
ratio. You have more Or on the fifth day than you have Choshech.
What?
You have more Or.
What do you mean more Or?
You have five candles versus three.
That's another idea. We explained it, but that's five is the majority. But what we mean is that it's the night where you illuminate the darkness. It's where the Koyach of Chanukah itself is what gives illumination. The other days of Chanukah, you have assistance. Shabbos illuminates the day. But the fifth night of Chanukah is the only day throughout the entire period of time that it's only the nearest of Chanukah which illuminate the spiritual darkness of the day. It also represents that it's always Chol. Shabbos is Kodesh. What is Chanukah? Chanukah is always about, you go through all the Svarim, is to sanctify the Chol. Right? There's no, what we discussed, there's no requirement to have a Suda. But if you have a Suda, and you say Shiros v'Sishpachos, you have the Koyach to take the mundane and to elevate it. You can't do that on a regular weekday. On a regular weekday, you can make a Suda Mitzvah no matter what you do. You can stand on your head and you can say Shiros v'Sishpachos. It does not have the status of a Suda Mitzvah. Chanukah, it's not a Suda Mitzvah. But if you go and you say Shiros v'Sishpachos, you can elevate it. the fifth day of Chanukah is always a Yom Chol. It always has that potential to be elevated to the Kedusha of Chanukah. And the other days of Chanukah have other enhancements, have Shabbos to enhance it, but not the fifth day of Chanukah. So this is another, in Tzach, I think we have over 10, 11 reasons on the significance of the fifth day of Chanukah. Have a wonderful day. Mishum tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so tomorrow 9:45 in the back room. 9:45 in the back room.